This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden posed with African leaders for a family photo at the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington on Thursday. Earlier in the day, Biden announced he would support the African Union joining the G20 group of large economies as a permanent member. He said the United States is looking to increase collaboration in all areas.
We plan to commit $55 billion in Africa to advance the priorities we share.
Biden also said Thursday he's eager to visit the African continent. The Biden administration has been criticized by some as inattentive to Africa, echoing a common complaint about U.S. foreign policy, but one that has rung louder since China deepened its political and economic roots on the continent.
Basura! Traidora basura! Así vas a estar, basura!
That's the sound of Peruvian protesters protesting the removal of Pedro Castillo as president. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday that the Peruvian Congress staged a coup against former President Castillo during a summit of South American and Caribbean countries in Havana. The bloc closed ranks in support of Castillo amid protests and roadblocks in the South American nation that have left at least 8 people dead. Castillo was deposed and then arrested last week after lawmakers in the opposition-controlled Congress voted to remove him from power. This came after he illegally sought to dissolve Congress and to avoid a third impeachment vote. Castillo's former vice president, Dina Boluarte, was sworn into office after his removal. The European Parliament suspended all work Thursday on legislation linked to Qatar after a criminal corruption scandal involving the parliament's vice president rocked the assembly. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Stocks stumbled on Wall Street after the U.S. Federal Reserve signaled it will stay aggressive on interest rate hikes. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
A day after the latest rate hike, the market's reaction is lingering. Weekly gains on Wall Street were erased.
Like a deflating Santa lawn ornament, it reflects the diminishing optimism of investors that we can sidestep a recession.
Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist at CFRA, says investors also had to deal with a weak report on retail sales.
Black Friday was not a good number, and that Cyber Monday was actually pretty good. I think in general, it seemed to indicate that now retail sales are showing that the economy is slowing down.
Spending has been resilient ever since inflation first spiked almost 18 months ago, but the capacity to continue spending may be wearing down. I'm Ed Donahue.
More than 30 people have died and over a dozen others were in serious condition after drinking tainted liquor in eastern India. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The deceased came from 3 neighboring villages in India's Bihar state, where the manufacturing, sale and consumption of liquor are prohibited. The deaths were reported in a district government-run hospital, where the sick were brought by their families for treatment. The ban on liquor in the area came in 2016, after women's groups complained that poor workers were splurging their meager incomes on drinking. Authorities have said many of the victims in hospital have lost their eyesight. Opposition parties demanded the ban on liquor be scrapped after over 1,000 people have died from tainted liquor since the local legislation was put in place. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the United States, 3 men convicted of playing supporting roles in a foiled plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan in 2020 were sentenced to multiple years in prison on Thursday, as 2 of the conspiracy's ringleaders await sentencing before the end of the month. The 3 men convicted were convicted by a jury in October on charges of gang membership, firearms violations, and providing material support for terrorism. Kosovo on Thursday submitted a formal application to be granted candidacy status for membership in the European Union. It's a first step in a very long process to eventual membership. The prime minister handed over the application to the Czech Minister for European Affairs, whose country currently holds the rotating EU presidency. Kosovo's mainly ethnic Albanian territory that declared independence from Serbia in 2008. There are 5 EU countries who have not recognized Kosovo as a nation. They are Spain, Romania, Slovakia, Greece, and Cyprus. We'll keep you updated on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.